Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information, AM and FM KDLS. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to catch up with Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines to let you know what you should have on your radar regarding fire safety around this time of year. So let's just get started with this. First thing I wanted to talk about is daylight savings coming up this weekend, and smoke detectors are such an important thing and such an easy thing to maintain and take care of and make sure that you have the right batteries in and make sure that they're working properly. But on the other hand, it's also just as easy to forget about them completely and have bad smoke detectors laying around without even really noticing it until it's too late. So with daylight savings, how important is it that people establish a routine changing out those batteries and testing out that equipment?
We always are telling people, you know, spring ahead in the spring, you know, fall back in the fall with your clocks. And when you change your clocks, change your batteries. Keep your smoke alarms and your carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide detectors. Keep them functioning properly, and by doing that, it's always changing your batteries. Those things also have a life expectancy to them of 10 years, so we need to make sure that they have current batteries in them and that they are not too old to function. So you need to be looking at those, making sure that they are not too old and that they have current batteries in them. So twice a year is a good time to be doing that and looking at those, making sure that they're clean, you know, not dusty and dirty. Not that people's homes are dirty, but hey, no matter how clean your home is, dust accumulates in places like that, especially when they're high up on the ceilings and out of reach. So things like that need to come down, be looked over, the batteries changed, and made sure they're in good working order. So that's one of the things that we, you know, don't mean to harp at you about, but things like that need to be taken care of.
And like you had said, some real easy maintenance. It's not a whole lot of hard work to make sure that this very vital equipment is working, but the important thing that I'm picking up here is to establish that routine and to always keep it in your mind in a time of year where you're already doing something like setting your clocks back or springing them forward in the spring. Just how important do you think it is to have that routine and kind of get that muscle memory going and kind of produce that longevity there?
I think that's very important. It's very important that the public is made aware of these things. Not necessarily that they're not aware of these things, but that they are occasionally reminded. In everyday life, people get other things on their mind, they get busy, things get pushed to the back of their mind and they forget about these things. So people need to be reminded occasionally of different things, especially fire prevention and things like that, that are maybe, you know, always at the back of their mind because there are so many other things that are on their mind.
And now another thing that can tend to be overlooked is a lot of times, especially when we talk a lot about space heaters this time of year, making sure that they're away from anything that can possibly be flammable or something that can start a fire or just anything that can, you know, lead to a problem. But one thing that can certainly gets left off my radar quite a bit is chimneys and fireplaces in homes. So around this time of year, as people are starting to ramp up their heat sources and put those items together, what should they have in mind and what kind of maintenance should they be doing around this time of year, especially if they kind of left it off their radar once things warmed up in the spring?
Well, with fireplaces, it's always good, you know, to keep your chimney and your flue clean. And you think, well, I cleaned that thing out in the spring, you know, when we were finished with the fireplace or whatever, but during the summertime it's not uncommon for birds, especially in the spring, you know, maybe you haven't been using the a chimney to heat, you know, with the fireplace or something like that, but cool mornings or something like that and a little bit of heat just coming naturally out of the house or whatever, and the birds have felt that or whatever, and so they kind of go down in the top of the chimney or whatever, and feel that heat or whatever, and they start building nests in there or something like that. Or you will get some wasps that'll build some nests in there. And things like that can plug up a chimney and cause an obstruction in there. So you need to check those kind of things in the fall just to make sure that you don't have any kind of an obstruction in there that's going to cause any kind of backup or obstruction that would cause carbon monoxide backup in your house when you start your fireplace up in the fall. So in the fall it needs to be checked and not necessarily thoroughly cleaned as it was in the spring, maybe, or if you haven't cleaned it in the spring, it does then need to be thoroughly cleaned in the fall before you fire it up, just to make sure that there are no creosote buildups in there and there are no nests or anything like that build up in the chimney, so that you are clean, clear, and ready to go in the fall, so that you don't have to any concerns about chimney fires or any thing that'll obstruct the flow of the gases and smoke that comes out of your chimneys.
And that was our conversation with Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.